Through her unique and majestic compositions and years of experience on the stage, Eora Sydney-based songstress and multi-instrumentalist Ella Haber has built a powerful reputation as an authentic and impressive artist. After 5 years, the debut album is here. It is the feature record this week on 2SER. It is called Through Blood, Like Kin. And I'm so happy to say that joining us now on 2SER Breakfast, the one, the only, Ella Haber. Morning, Ella. How are you?
Good morning.
Thank you so much for joining us here on what must be the busiest, most exciting, funnest week of your life.
Yeah, it has been an amazing week, and this is an early morning.
5 years in the making.
Yeah.
This is awesome. It was like how the album turned out. Was that how it looked in your mind's eye 5 years ago when you began this journey?
No, actually. A couple of the songs, Kawaii and Don't Let It Die, I only wrote last year. So it evolved over the 5 years. But I knew 5 years ago that I wanted to make a 10-track album. And I decided that when I started this project.
Why 10? Because of like that's sort of one of the numbers is the basis of maths in the universe or something like that?
I wouldn't say it was precisely 10. Okay, 9 to 11. But an LP, not an EP, because I have two EPs out already, Clay and Moments Between Dreams, and I thought I'm ready at this point in my career.
That's enough EPs.
Yeah, let's go. Full-length album.
How did you first get started down this path? What was the song that first made you want to become a singer and musician and an artist?
In my life?
Yeah, it doesn't have to be one. You can give us a top five. Is there any particular songs that stick out when you remember hearing that for the first time, thinking that is something that I want to do?
Well, I think a huge influence on me was Amy Winehouse's record, Frank.
Excellent.
And if you've listened to Clay, my first EP, it's sort of like a cover record of Amy Winehouse. But I'd never heard anything like it. It was someone who, you know, really respected the greats of jazz, but obviously loved hip-hop, what was happening in contemporary R&B, could tell a great story and was really raw lyricism, and I was just so inspired.
We seem to be having a bit of a moment with future soul here in the country at the moment.
Yeah.
You, Alicia Joy, Tiana Kasi, Nairi, Natalie Slade, Bumpy Chinta.
Yeah.
So many other artists. Is it 100%. Just because, are we having a moment or is it just finally we're listening to these voices?
This moment has been happening for 10 years, I'd say. At least for the past 5 years, really great records in this space have been coming out. And yeah, maybe people are starting to listen.
Maybe we're building, well, you're building community through this record, because what you're sort of doing is you're very much, the way that you're rolling it out is you're encouraging people to get out there, get physical copies, sort of not have to go through industry conglomerates
to
access your work. No streaming.
No streaming for this record. For the foreseeable future, at least we're rolling it out on Bandcamp only. For me, that was just a way to return back to a more intimate, intentional way of listening to music, you know, encourage, you know, maybe the prospect of paying for a record. It's only $10 on Bandcamp. You own the digital tracks forever.
Yeah.
And also get away from the streaming services that pay artists next to nothing. And obviously Spotify has been investing $600 million in AI military technology. So
not a good thing.
We don't want anything to do with that. We just want to make music.
Exactly. And I think it's a good thing as well. It's nice for a listener to be able to luxuriate and take in a whole album, not sort of be skipping from song to song, because obviously with this record of yours, you're telling a story from the start to the finish.
That's right. It's not made for shuffle. It's not made for a playlist, you know, chosen by a bot or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a very, very important record, and it did take 5 years to make with a big team of people.
Yeah.
30, 40 people, and it's just too valuable to have its value reduced by putting it on a streaming service.
The self-titled track from the album, Through Blood Like Kin, also works as the intro. It's probably the shortest song on the album as well. It's like here's the mission statement.
Yeah, it is the mission statement, exactly. Yeah.
So that's what I think, that's the really important thing about an album. It doesn't need to be sort of a concept or all variations of a theme or everything, but it's you presenting yourself to the world. You only get one chance to make your debut LP. And obviously this is sort of something that you were considering whilst making this album.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that first track, Through Blood Like Kin, the first line of the record is, I'm here because of the loves that I've known.
Yeah.
And it's a big theme that goes through the record, is this idea of love in all its forms expanded for me in my life. But yeah, I love an intro track. Some of my favourite records have that first little opener that just kind of give you a taste of what the essence of this record is. It's not a full juicy track. Track two is the big juicy track, Don't Let It Die.
That's exactly right. And then it just keeps getting juicier.
It gets juicier and juicier.
And juicier. You must be having the best week of your life. It's not just 2SER that are recognising the awesomeness of this album. After 5 years, you've been finally able to drop your debut LP. Biggest, best week of your life until next week. when you'll be doing your local show in support of the album, playing next Thursday night at the Oxford Art Factory.
Yeah.
And you've assembled a 9-piece band.
Yes, this is actually a downsize for me. I usually roll with 10.
Yeah,
yes.
Fair enough.
it's a big band.
I was going to say, with you in a 9-piece band, that's 10. Yeah, one more person, you can get a cricket team happening.
Yeah.
Can I put my hand up officially?
Yeah, what do you play?
I'm assuming you're opening the batting.
Yeah.
You being captain of the team, I can come in at first drop. I can.
Yeah, go on.
Yeah. Some handy leg
breaks. I mean, we're all pretty locked in. It's in 6 days, so.
Yeah, and it's an outstanding bill as well. Some friends and fam of yours helping you with, mm-hmm. with the show.
Yeah, yeah. We've got Tiana Carsey on support, who was my label mate for 7 years on Soul Has No Tempos, one of my best friends.
Yeah.
And she's an incredible musician, songwriter from Melbourne.
Yes.
So she'll be coming up specially for the show. And then we've got Hugh B and the Modern Pop Ensemble, who are another amazing live band on the Planet Trip label. And then the Fanatico Records DJs, who are good friends. They just hosted my listening party at their record store last week. So it's a great lineup of friends and family, Sydney and Melbourne, and Oxford Art Factory main stage, you know,
goal
for my whole life. It's going to be really big.
Yeah, because you would have seen some shows there yourself on the come up and be like, oh, one day.
Many.
That's rad. It's so cool that your friends, that you and Tiana Carsey are best mates.
Yeah, yeah. She has been a very big reason this album's even happened, actually. I was very, very overwhelmed being, you know, both of us self-managed independent artists navigating quite a difficult industry, and you need your support network, and especially other artists. So we call each other a lot and talk about, okay, how do we do this?
And you both have an innate knowledge of what the other's going through.
Yeah, and she has really been in my corner. So, yeah, actually shout out T. And that's why I wanted her to support the show, because she's a big part of this process.
Oh, she might actually make the cricket team ahead of me.
I think so.
I was a big fan of Tiana Carsey's work up until that point. What was the listening party was good, was it?
Yeah, it was absolutely beautiful.
Did you have to tell people to shut up when they were talking through the good bits?
No, they were silent. They were silent.
Good on you.
I did a speech at the beginning. I was so nervous, but I'd been dreaming about this speech for my debut album listening party for 5 years, and so I had to do it, and I was like shaking, but I got through all the main points.
Do you remember any of the good bits from the speech?
Yeah.
Hit me with it.
I talked about the inception of the record. I talked about meeting Yanni, who was my co-producer, and that whole process, how we met at a gig next to each other, and I decided I want to make this record, and raised it with him, and he was like, I can make this record with you, and it started this process of just like messing around. It took us 5 years.
That's why you should go to gigs, though. You never know who you're going to meet in them.
That's right.
That's why you should go to the Ella Haber gig next Thursday evening at the Oxford Art Factory.
Maybe you could meet your co-producer for the debut LP that you're going to make, listener.
Yeah, maybe you might walk past me there in cricket whites being denied entry. And also, in addition to all of this stuff that you're doing, as well as having the biggest few weeks of your life, you're undertaking a PhD at the moment.
Yes. Yes, that's the other double life of Ella Haber.
Yeah? Tell us about the PhD.
I'm doing a PhD in linguistics at Australian National University. I'm coming into my third year. And yes, it's been actually the most hilarious 2 years of managing, running music stuff and doing a PhD. But it's going well. They're both going great.
Do they ever sort of cross over or intersect?
Not really. I mean, there's public speaking in both.
Yeah.
There's performing in both. There's riffing in front of people when you don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
Winging it. There's winging it in both.
Okay.
But yeah, obviously both language and music are, you know, creative means of storytelling and expression. So I guess they overlap in that way. And I work with an Aboriginal group called the Rembarga in West Arnhem Land, and they have song styles that I can't wait to learn more about. So I guess it's nice having a background in music, working with Aboriginal languages, because, you know, there's music is such a big part of Aboriginal culture.
This is amazing. It's sort of like the next time we interview you on 2SER, it might be in regards to your career as an academic.
Maybe.
Nothing to do with the music at all. I'm the Australian National University Student Society. What an acronym. Hey, before we better play a song from the album, and I better let you go, because you've got to get out there and enjoy the greatest week of your life until next week. Ella Haber, the album is called Through Blood Like Kin, available now digitally on Bandcamp. That's also the best place to go to cop the physical version.
The vinyl, yeah, they're moving quick.
They are. Well,
I think we're going to sell this pressing out quite soon. But
and
yes,
remember 2SER subscribers, we've got a copy of it on vinyl for you. Send us an email, win@2ser.com, to go into the running. Will you have copies of it there at your show next Thursday night?
Yes, we'll be selling copies of all three of my records and maybe some other little merch goodies. as well.
Oxford Art Factory main room, 7:30 p.m. next Thursday, 13th of November, through Blood Like Kin. Ella Haber, thank you so much for joining us here this morning on 2SER Breakfast. You've heard this song before. It's from your album. It's called The Day. Thanks so much for coming in, Ella.
Give the news today. They are waiting.